get your take on Anthony Fauci. You've done so much work on the COVID disaster, Senator, and I want to get your take on whether or not the pardon of Anthony Fauci is legitimate, given the fact that now we know that Biden may not have even known what was going on. And the pardon was written by an auto pen.
Yeah, we tried for 4 years to get records in the Biden administration. They resisted us. Finally, the Trump administration came in and Secretary Kennedy, and they've given us a lot of information now. And what we've discovered is that Anthony Fauci was destroying federal records and was encouraging other people to destroy federal records. That is a crime. He testified to the House a year ago and said he wasn't doing that. That's a crime to perjure himself. And so we will bring him back. I've asked him to come and testify this fall. If he doesn't come voluntarily, we will subpoena him. The question is he immune because of the pardon? I think that that needs to be challenged in court. I have encouraged the Trump administration that they should prosecute this case and challenge the auto pen. I don't think the auto pen is sufficient. I also think there were so many pardons that I'm not sure Biden was aware of all the people he did pardon. There's also not a direct link from the person running the auto pen to the president. The person that was running the auto pen never spoke with the president. So I wonder about really the line of communication, whether these are valid. When Obama did this with legislation, he said, I'll be back in a few days and I'll sign it to make sure it's legitimate. And I think a president's signature on something so important as legislation or pardon is absolutely required.
Unbelievable.